You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Royals going for their third straight win, taking on the Giants. Jason Vargas on the hill looking for his ninth victory of the season. Pick it up in the third, 1-0 San Francisco. Bases loaded, Jorge Bonifacio at the plate.
Theo had been slumping, obviously. 0-1, block from the high set, now delivers, and a breaking ball grounded up the middle, a base hit. Escobar will come in and score. Gordon being waved around third. Here's the throw home, it's cut off. And the Royals scored twice on a base hit by Bonifacio, his 18th and 19th RBIs this year. And the Royals take a 2-1 lead. Kane at third, Hosmer second, Moustakas first. Top of the sixth, 2-1 KC. The pitch, swing and a ground ball. Fair ball up the right field line. Kane comes in to score. Here comes Hosmer to score. Moustakas will be held at third. It's a two-run opposite field double for Escobar. And the Royals lead is 4-1. Guerin from the belt now deals, and a swing and a little looper down the right field line. On the run is Pence diving. He can't make the play. It rolls into the corner, the right field corner. Moose scores. Escobar scores. Gordon in to score. Into third with a three-run triple. Whit Merrifield, and the Royals lead it 7-1. He was very raw coming out of high school, but here he is in the big leagues. 2-2. And the pitch. Swing and a little looper. Shallow center. Will it drop? Yes, it will. Another RBI for Jorge Bonifacio. A bloop single to center, and the Royals lead it 8-1. And nine Royals have batted in this frame. 1-2, and the pitch. Swing and a miss, and a good changeup. Jason Vargas, seven innings, one run. What a job by Vargas tonight.
The Royals take it 8-1 for their third straight win. They've scored 28 total runs over their brief winning streak. Jason Vargas, the victory, going seven innings, allowing one run, striking out six. Whit Merrifield and Jorge Bonifacio each finished with two hits and three RBIs. The Royals win their third in a row. Manager Ned Yost spoke after the game.
Yeah, he was excellent. He was sharp. He was on the attack. Commanded his pitch count well. Good off-speed stuff. Excellent.
Kind of almost become routine for him to do this now.
Well, I mean, he's been very, very consistent.
Offensively, he really got some big hits when you needed it.
We did. I mean, Bonnie's bases loaded hit. I mean, we really excelled with the bases loaded tonight. You know, Bonnie's in the third, a two-run single, then Esky with a two-run double, and Whit with a bases loaded three-run triple. So scoring came in two innings, in the third and the sixth, but the sixth inning was a big one. You know, that gave us a lot of breathing room. Vargy was pitching great at that point, but, you know, one-run lead and opened it up, you know, made it a seven-run lead.
That bottom of the order, too, you're getting some production that you've been waiting for a long time.
Well, yeah, and again, we keep talking about it. It's just a matter of time. They're proven guys. They've got track records. And, you know, Esky with a big night tonight, a couple of hits. Gordy with a couple of hits. So you definitely see them swinging the bat better.
The Whit triple, is that the one you think just got enough separation to maybe feel pretty good about this one?
I felt pretty good after Esky's double, the way Vargy was throwing and having a full rested pen, first time in a week.
You mentioned Vargas and how he was tonight. This is the guy you've gotten all year. What's the difference between this guy and the guy that's been pitching previously?
He's healthy, 100% healthy. You know, he pitched, that ligament was going on him. But the gamer that he is, he just kept pitching until it blew. He wasn't going to stop until it blew. And when it blew, he went and got it fixed and rehabbed extremely diligently and, got himself back into tip-top shape. And he's just back to being healthy. You know, when he was healthy before, Vargy was really good. His competitiveness, his ability to command the ball, keep the ball down, his poise and composure on the mound, they all add up to success.
Yeah, the way he game plans for teams and approaches teams in different ways, I guess, does that just speak to his veteran nature and just
the way he approaches teams?
Yeah, just the different game plans he employs.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry to break the news to you, but every team's different. So you have to have a different game plan for every team. And he's a guy that does, you know, he's very diligent on his game plans, on his video stuff, where he breaks down every hitter. Him and Sal have been a tremendous team back there. Sal's right there with them. I mean, they're on every pitch together. And I mean, that's what you got to do to be successful at this level. I mean, you got to understand it's not – lineups aren't cookie cut. It's just not a hitter up there. Each hitter in each team is different according to the makeup of their players, and you have to attack each team differently. You have to understand what the strengths and weaknesses of each individual hitter is and what the strength and weaknesses of each individual team and attack it in that fashion.
With Merrifield, 2 hits and 3 RBIs, he talked to the media after.
Yeah, it was cool. It was awesome that they were able to come out here and, you know, first 3 at-bats, I didn't really do much for them, but it was nice to kind of get lucky that 4th at-bat.
Yeah, it wasn't luck, but placed perfectly, of course. But now I want to ask you about that because in the end, your team had 21 at-bats with runners in scoring position, but you know, your 2nd and 3rd at-bats, I'm sure you're sitting there saying you wanted to do something. So how nice was it to be able to get that back?
Yeah, for sure. My 2nd at-bat, you know, bases loaded, nobody out. I got to do better than I did. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to – it's too cold. Fortunate enough to get up again with 2 outs and did enough to score 3 runs.
Salvi actually understood that here in San Francisco it is too cold. He pounded his heart. He's looking out for you. So that's a good thing for sure. Let's talk about Jason Vargas. I mean, really, you guys scored 2 or 3 runs. He's going to be fine. What's it been like to watch him?
It's been so much fun. It's so much fun to play behind him, you know, with the way he pounds his own, the way he works quick. You know, he's just a bulldog out there. And as a defender, you love playing behind guys like that.
All right, last thing, the offense. I mean, you had 3 RBIs tonight. It could have been anybody standing here with me right now. What's got into this offense top to bottom?
We're just playing well. You know, like we've said all year, we have a good team. We just got off to a slow start, so hopefully we continue to keep playing well and scratch the claw and get ourselves back in this race.
The Royals go for the sweep of the Giants on Wednesday with Jason Hamill on the hill.